This is GPB Megan. I'm Leah Fleming. The summer is a fun time to be in Middle Georgia. It's time to talk about all the things you can get out and do. And with some ideas, we have Jackie K. Cooper, a film critic with the Huffington Post, back in studio, and local harpist Betsy Fitzgerald.
Good morning.
Good morning. All right, Betsy, you are going to kick us off.
Yes, we need to find something fun and patriotic to do this weekend, but without making ourselves wilt from the heat, correct?
Correct.
So I have found the perfect event, which is featuring the Georgia Big Band, which is an
awesome big band.
It's July 3rd. And they're going to be performing as part of the Music and the Arts Concert Series at Vineville United Methodist Church here in Macon, starting at 4 p.m. But the show is actually going to be kind of in their all-purpose room. If you've been there for big meals and things, it's not going to be in the sanctuary. It's going to be in the other room that is huge and wonderful. And did I mention air conditioned?
God bless air conditioning.
I know. But we've got big band hits. We've got patriotic favorites. It's going to be a show that's open to everybody. And here's the best part, Jackie Cooper.
Free.
Free.
Ha ha!
How did you know?
You come up with those things.
Now, I don't think you have a free item next, but I know it's absolutely worth the admission price.
No, but I'm excited about this, and you know sometimes more about Macon than I do, but they're having a summer theater festival.
It's the first one.
Is this the first time? Because I really did get the impression when I was looking, you know, doing the research, mm-hmm. that this is a first-time thing, and it's sponsored by Theater Macon, mm-hmm. and they're going to have three different plays running.
Really different.
Really different. We've got Fats Waller's Ain't Misbehaving, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And that's going to be at Theater Macon, and it will run through July 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Get Your Tap Shoes Out.
Come We've got and see these dancing feet.
42nd Street. And that's going to be at the Grand Opera House through July 16th.
Wow.
And then if that's not enough, everybody, we're having a Shakespeare Festival, the complete works of William Shakespeare, Abridged is the title. And that's going to be at Mercer at their Tatnall Center. And that's going to run through the 16th.
Wow. Now, Leah.
Now, I'm telling you, that's great. I do have to say that the tickets for the show at Theater Macon will be $25. At the mm-hmm. Opera House will be $35. And at Mercer will be $20.
Now, what if I want to do a combo? I think they have a combo ticket,
combo
don't they?
A combo is something like $65 for all three. Three-in-one deal here.
I love it. I love it. Now, Jackie, I'm going to take us back outside.
Okay.
But this is going to be worth it because we're going to make a picnic. We're going to bring maybe some cocktails and some juices and things to
cocktails and juices.
Juices for the young people and our blankets and all that. And we're going to go to Second Sunday on July 10th from 6 to 8. It's here at Coleman Hill in Macon, right by the law school at Mercer. And they are going to be featuring Trey Pierce and the T-Stone Band. And I sat there going, who is Trey Pierce? That name is kind of familiar. Well, that's because he might be just a four-time Grammy Award-winning bassist with the legendary Blind Boys of Alabama, which many of us have heard of.
And once you said that, I'm back into the realm of knowledge.
This is a funk band, basically. But it's a really cool new dance experience. That's how they're describing it. We're going to be up on our feet dancing, or we can sit, you know, in our chairs and do a little, you know, chair dance, wiggle, you know, as my husband does. But they are described as a hard-edged funk and hip-hop group mixed with rock and blues. And I heard a little bit of this music, and it is fun.
In the meantime, I'm going to come by and borrow Isabel.
Okay.
Because they're having a children's time at Carrabba's.
What?
Yes. Starting July 7th, every Thursday in July, mm-hmm. you can take your child at 10 o'clock to Carrabba's, and they will have story time. I'm not familiar with who Mikos is, but they say the wonderful Mikos will be reading, and so I know when they give out this publicity that there's somebody who will be dynamic. And then they have a meal for the kids, and get this. The charge for the kids' meal is $1.
Now, but I can go and order off the regular menu, correct?
You can go, and you're going to have to pay full price now.
Connecting yeah. eating and reading. I like these two things.
And a juice or cocktail.
All right. Well, we will place all of these ideas on our website, gpbnews.org, and you guys will be back soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.